Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home.
Eagles played this at practice last week, am I right?
Yeah.
And then they won?
To us.
Is there a coincidence? I don't think so. It seems like a complete, total correlation to me, Hugh. They play this at practice, they win the game.
Yeah.
So we got to get it again this week and every week moving forward. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, 28-22, the Philadelphia Eagles get back in the win column yesterday. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles that was on the call for that victory, including a great performance from Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. That would be Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Merrill!
Good morning. Good morning, Hugh, and good morning, Joe. That's as good a performance as you can get. When you have a quarterback rating of 158.3, it's just amazing because that is the ultimate. That is perfect.
And it felt that way, Merrill. I mean, I just think back through the 23 throws he made yesterday, and it felt like probably 22 of them were perfect, and he was on time. And there were a couple where he had to move around and kind of buy time towards the sideline, the first touchdown to AJ on the fourth down. It felt like yesterday was a day where he was a complete command out there. And really impressive, Merrill, when you're considering that's Brian Flores' defense on the other side.
Well, that defense didn't get to him, and he has the maneuverability, and he has the arm to do anything he wants. Dick Vermeil said to me, we were talking weeks ago, and he said, anything that a quarterback has to do, Jalen Hurts is capable of doing. There's nothing he can't do. He's got a great arm that people have underestimated for years. He probably throws as good a deep pass as anybody in the NFL.
Well, Merrill, I agree with that. Last year, it was a big part of their offense. Early this year, there were some hits, some misses. He missed one last week against the Giants. But, Merrill, when he is throwing the ball well deep down the field, like he did on the 4th and 4 for the touchdown to AJ, which reminded me of a couple shots they had last year, and then the beautiful pass to Devontae Smith down the middle of the field. When he's hitting those, Merrill, this offense goes to just a different level.
Absolutely. Although the one negative, the one thing to be concerned about is the running game still is not where it has to be or any place close. That running game, I mean, this Saquon Barkley is still a great back, but he still isn't running in the daylight. There's no daylight.
There isn't, and it's 7 weeks now. I mean, this is what they've been. We're getting close to that midway point of the season, by after this coming game against the Giants, Merrill, and the running game. When you watch it live, and I'm sure sometimes you'll go back and kind of rewatch, but when you're there live watching it, is this just a problem where they're missing blocks? Do you think it's a scheme thing? Because it is weird to have all these great offensive linemen and a history of doing well, and Jeff Stoutland and Saquon, and every game it feels like they're in that 2 or 3 yards of carry range, which is just so low for them.
It is, but they're not all at full strength either. I mean, Cam Jurgens has been struggling coming off of a back injury. Lane Johnson has been in and out of the lineup. Obviously, Dickerson just came back and guts his way through that one. they're just not at full strength yet.
They are not, and the numbers are stark. I mean, last year, Saquon averaged 125.3 yards a game. This year, it's down to 52.7. Merrill, let's talk about the other side of the ball, the defense. They gave up some yards yesterday, but Merrill, I thought they made clutch plays in big moments, especially the red zone. This defense, it's kind of been like this all year. When they let teams get near the red zone, they buckle down. They really did a good job down there yesterday to stop the Vikings from scoring touchdowns.
Well, anytime you force a team into kicking six field goals, you know you're doing something right. I mean, they have a great kicker in Reichert, but the Eagles, they get down to the 10-yard line and then back up, either with a holding call, and Carson Wentz made some bad mistakes. But to see them down in the red zone as often as they were and come away with 3 points, that tells you that this is a very, very good defense.
Yeah, Merrill, one of the plays that forced a field goal was Cooper DeJean. I really give him a lot of credit for keeping with the play because he's on coverage there. Justin Jefferson's little fade throw from Carson Wentz, and Jefferson caught it. But, you got to complete the catch and hold the ball when you catch it in the end zone. And I just thought Cooper just stayed with it and was able to kind of wrestle his arm, and from there the ball popped out. I thought that was a great play by Cooper not to give up on that play.
It was, and you know what? In all the times I've watched Minnesota and watched Jefferson, I've never seen him lose a ball like that, where somebody just knocks it away because he has a vice on that ball, and Cooper DeJean just banged it out of the way. It was just a great play.
It was awesome. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, with us here. Merrill, was also nice to see Jalen Carter back on the field yesterday, and he made some plays. Yeah, he put a couple big hits on Carson, including the interception by Jalen Hunt. That was really helped set up by the pressure by Jalen Carter.
Well, he's a great player. He is a key to that entire defense. And Jordan Davis is also having a very, very good year. So I think they're going to continue to get better.
I agree, and they're the key to this thing because they need that pressure up the middle to continue here. Merrill, Eagles 2 weeks ago went to New York and got beat by the Giants pretty soundly. We get them again now in Philadelphia at the Link on Sunday. Merrill, it should be a fun one this coming week, and it feels like a spot for the Eagles to get a little revenge on the Giants after what happened a couple weeks ago.
You've got the key word, revenge. This is a revenge game, and I think it's going to be fun to watch, and I have a very good feeling about it.
Well, if they get it, we're at 6-2 heading into the bye, which is a good place to be as the trade deadline is a couple weeks away. Merrill, we appreciate it as always. Enjoyed the game yesterday. Enjoyed your call. And we'll talk to you Sunday during the pregame show.
Have a good one, Merrill.
Thank you, Joe. And see you, Hugh.
Have a good
there
one.
There he goes, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Yeah, that last week we played the audio of Brian Baldinger really letting Jalen Carter hear it for not playing well so far this year.
I don't think he liked that too much.
Well, good, because he played well yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, it's funny because you hear – the players talk about how, certain people getting heat, Kevin Petullo, Jalen, all this other stuff. They come out and they play well.
So let's get more heat.
That's how it usually works.
That's right.
I mean, if you don't like what's being said about you, you can directly change the narrative.
You
change the narrative.
I mean, this week the narrative is clearly changed because the Eagles are back in the win column here after the big one yesterday. It is part of that yesterday was they played well. They held them. Also, Carson Wentz, it helped. It helped playing Carson Wentz.
He stinks. That goes without saying. But, hey, listen, this is the truism that everybody likes to point out when things like that happen. He picked his check up today.
Yeah, he probably should give half of it back, but he picked it up.
He picked his NFL check up today had on that watermark that had Minnesota Vikings on.
Sure. Has there ever been a worse quarterback that's more fun to watch than Carson Wentz? Like,
he's
usually bad QBs are just like, oh, I can't even watch it. Right. Like Justin Fields and that game against Denver, you're like, I don't even want to watch this. Carson Wentz, you're like on the edge of your seat. Like, what's he going to do
now? He has enough talent in his arm, right, and always did, that he makes some throws, right? He makes some plays.
He made some pretty decent ones yesterday.
Yes, he still can still
do. And then it's like, when he threw that Hail Mary.
It wasn't even. He made it out to be one.
No, when he threw that punt.
It was a punt. It was an offensive punt.
It was a punt.
And Makuba might as well have did the fair catch sign.
I could have ran my old ass out there and got underneath that and caught it.
There wasn't a Viking within sight.
I knew when he cocked back that it was trouble. Like that.
No, what are you thinking? Like, that is the worst play that you could. Like, you're just heaving it down. Your feet aren't set.
Yep.
You're just heaving it, trying to make something happen. And the coaching staff, you remember how who was it last year, Tennessee? What was the quarterback?
Oh, Callahan, who got fired last week. Yeah, and Levis.
Levis, when he looked at him and said on national television, "What are you? What the bleep are you doing?"
Yeah, Will Levis went to the Carson Wentz School of Quarterbacking.
What the bleep are you doing?
I think my favorite Wentz moment yesterday was the intentional grounding, where he looked as if someone else did it. Like, Carson,
you
did that. It was your decision to lose 10 yards and a down.
He kind of pulled a Hugh.
He did.
Like, blamed everybody else.
What are you talking about? I don't blame anybody for stuff that they don't do.
Wow.
I am a professional.
Accountability isn't your
I am a professional.
Yeah, we tell each other every day we're professionals.
And I do professional things on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. On the air, especially.
Oh, definitely on the air.
I just burped.
I mean, that was a minor setback, but I'm getting better.
Wasn't that right at the end of a show, too?
It was. I know. It's disappointing.
I mean, it's
you
better
could have
than
avoided
at the
it.
End of the show.
Well
it was unavoidable because it was one of those burps that was on his way.
Hold on. We are 24 hours a day live on WIP. You think you're the only person ever had a burp?
I mean, I'm just saying it
you
was
say
unavoidable.
No, it is. It's absolutely avoidable.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. Start talking and the burp just comes.
We played a lot of those burps that makes me think that maybe it's...
Sometimes they're unavoidable. Sometimes they're just unavoidable. Yeah, that one. That was like a.
Was that Jalix?
That was Jolly.
Because Jalix had one with us, right, this summer?
Yeah, he did.
Well, look what happened yesterday. Maybe it led to the interception.
That's true. Sometimes burps lead to big plays.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So, excuse me.
Don't worry about it.
This year.
Because I knew it was coming. See? Hey, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but he had a pick six. If you have a pick six, you could burp on the air.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can.
You haven't had a pick six.
I haven't had a pick six in a while.
Well, ever, really.
Well, I had a pick, but not a pick six.
And your touchdown was on a fumble recovery.
Yeah, it was.
Did you ever have a pick six in college?
Mm-mm.
So you never had a pick six.
Mm-mm.
So you can't burp on the air. New rules. There it is. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle was I.
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Guys, it seems to say that Jalen Hurts might be one of them late bloomers. We saw him do this like the last couple of years. He don't start really getting into a groove or a rhythm till like week six, man, week seven. He don't really start to get into a form. But, guys, finally is the word I told Kyle. It's finally, because they said we're doing this every week. And I don't agree with Aaron from San Diego saying that they cannot throw the ball to win a Super Bowl, because this year, I said it before, they might have to throw the ball to open up the run. Now, yesterday, Patul's off the hook for this week. Jalen's off the hook for this week. Sirianni's off the hook for this week. Look, guys, this is Philly. When you play bad, we're going to get on y'all. But y'all got a standard, and we're going to tell y'all about it when y'all play bad. But when y'all ball, we sure as hell going to praise y'all. And although the defense was a little shaky and they was getting a winch yesterday, y'all – That game was an offensive game. That game was on the offense. That game was Jalen Hurts was masterful, almost a perfect – well, he had a perfect passer rating. That was Jalen Hurts' best game I've seen him as a Philadelphia Eagle. As the Eagle, he climbed the pocket. He kept his eye down the field all day long. He extended plays with his legs. He threw dimes on third and fourth down. And he had great chemistry with his top dogs. Although it still looked tough for Saquon – like I said a couple weeks ago, guys, we might have to throw the ball to run the ball this year. And that run game, ultimately, it's on Stoutland and those guys to get that in order. But I said last week, guys, Nick, Petullo, and Jalen, they had to figure it out. And yesterday, they figured it out. The offense was on yesterday, man. But AJ and Smitty, guys, they were exceptional. They were getting open. And we haven't seen much of that all year until yesterday. Even AJ on that broken play with Jalen Hurts, that playmaker they did down the field, that playmaker was awesome. That was exquisite, guys. Now, do I want to see more of this? Hell yeah, I do. Because yesterday, that was winning football by the quarterback.
It was.
And that's how you want to defend the title. Now, usually around this time, the Eagles start to stack wins, and they can start going crazy. And let's keep this momentum going because, guys, there's a lot of teams playing good right now. And if Howie can bring in some players at the trade deadline to shore up the defense and the edge and the corner, the Eagles could be formidable. But it's on the defense to start to get a little bit better, man. But let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Terrence. Appreciate it.
E-L-E-S, Eagles!
Good call, Terrence.
You almost ran him like TK.
Before we got it out. I felt it, and I was going to give him this time. I'm not going to do that to Terrence. I mean, I'm not TK. TK and Terrence, one of the great rivalries in Philadelphia sports history.
He's cutting folks off, man. That's funny.
Well, who was it? Someone, or was it
Aaron
Allen?
Well, Aaron, too.
Well, no, Aaron, I cut off Aaron. Yeah, Alan asked that I wouldn't hang up on him. Again, I'm not trying to hang up on him. We just want to make sure everyone gets a chance.
Well, TK ran Terrence.
No, he ran him. He ran
him. These players to finish the job. And if the playoffs started right now, I'm taking Taiwan because Ranger, the biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
I hear you, Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
You cut him off quick.
You know, as I hear it again, my favorite part is that TK is verbally going through his mental. Like, the mental is, I need to get him off the air, right? Like, there was a guest. I believe you had a guest coming.
Yes.
So he probably saw the Eagles player walking towards it was at training camp, right? He saw the Eagle walking towards you guys. So he's, like, working through, all right, I gotta move this along. But you heard the verbal, yeah. Like,
no, it was like
it was basically like, wrap it up. Let's move this along, but
it's like
out loud.
It's like double dutch. If you ever tried to do double dutch, when you're leaning in and you're trying to jump in, and TK trying to jump in, and Terrence like, "What you doing?" He's like, "All right, then, dog, I gotta go.
I gotta run, you buddy. I'm really sorry about that." 215-592-9494. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yeah, right. Oh, Friday, I said, "Don't Terrence from Springfield me," and what did you do?
Terrence from Springfield.
Yeah, I got. Well, we had a move, Terry. I'm Big V. What do you want me to do?
You could have gave me 10 more seconds to finish my point. But
a little PSA. If everyone gets 10 more seconds, then there's a lot of time goes by, right? Like we have back and forth. I would love your phone calls.
And you're not that interesting.
There's that too.
By the way, let me start by saying, shut up, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You shut up.
Okay. I'm glad we're off to a rousing start here. What do you got on the Eagles? Finally, or I told you so on Jalen. What are you coming down?
I told you so.
Oh, there it is, of course.
I told you so. And you knew it. That's why you Springfield me, Terrence was Springfield me Friday. Because I was going to let you have it and remind you that I was going to call you Monday and say, I told you so. Was that the Jalen you wanted to see?
Yes.
Great. Finally. Now you can tear up your membership card to the Jalen Hurts Hate Fan Club.
No, I'm not in that club. What I am is in the Jalen Hurts Realist. I am
about?
In the Realist Club. When he plays well, I praise him. When he plays not well, we talk about it.
Hugh's the president of the Hater Club.
Yeah, I mean, today, you hear Hugh today? Oh, well, how come you didn't do it more often?
It's
easy.
There were two people that were speaking positive about Jalen. You and that superhero we got called Black Daniels.
Black Daniels. I forgot about
I like
that.
Black
Let me
Daniels
tell
y'all
about this Black
Douglas.
Daniels. Black Daniels. Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Who do you like better? You like Black Daniels or Hugh better?
I like Black Daniels.
You and Kyle were sitting up here. Oh, my God, he's gone. Jalen proved you wrong. He proved how he's
Hugh,
right.
Hugh, Joe, and I were all on the same side Friday.
This is not.
Now Hugh, Joe.
This is not. Hold on. Let's take a timeout. Timeout. And I'm not going to Terrence you. Just hold on for a second, Big V. Last week I said Jalen Hurts needs to play better. Jalen Hurts isn't playing well enough. It's not about the coordinator as much as it is Jalen executing the plays. That wasn't me saying he can't do it or he'll never do it. It's he needs to do it. So he went and did it. That's not a he proved me wrong.
Asking
he,
people to pay attention.
Actually, he proved me right. He proved me right. If he plays well, they're going to win every game, Big V.
Yo, man, you should run for public office. You are the biggest flip-flopper, switch over, transfer.
Again, comprehension and listening skills, you would think they're easy. I just laid it out what I said. He needs to play better, and then he played better.
I think you talk so much, you don't remember what you say.
Well, that might be true. We do talk a lot.
Yeah, we do be saying stuff.
A lot of things.
Yet, he did play a great game. He did put the Eagles back on track. He is now in pace, you know, looking good, a few more wins. I mean, the majority of people said that the Eagles were going to have four losses. We were up to two, and people were jumping ship. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, we couldn't have a third, in three straight weeks. That would have been bad. This is supposed to be the easy portion of the schedule, Big V. We got to stack these wins here.
Yeah, well, he's still got some things to work out. Yeah. I mean, he's still waiting too long for AJ to get open. And basically, but he did really good with killing that West Coast modified defense that they had. That West Coast offense to, you know, neutralize that zone. Then the passing game has to continue, because when the passing game continues, because everybody seems to believe that if you put the ball and keep the ball in Jalen's hands that we're going to lose, now they see that putting it in Jalen's hands that we can win, they will start, you know, lightening up, which will open up that running game because they're adjusting now to the passing game. And the Eagles have to do that to keep a balanced attack. I mean, he did great with clock management. He gave the defense time to rest, also putting points on the board. What more does he have to do to be considered an elite quarterback?
You got to do it next week, Big V.
Well, consistency, Big V. That's what elite quarterbacks
do. Because let me tell you the reality of it. And when I said what I said today, is that's because that's what I was thinking about. You're playing the Giants fairly quickly. So the game plan is not going to change that much. So they're going to try to come in with the same game plan. That's why he has to be more consistent, because they're going to still get after him, and they're going to still, you know, force him to throw the football. He has to be better at that, because, you know, when you talk about the turnaround, the quick turnaround, you had one game in between them playing. The game plan is not going to change that much. You know what I mean? And now you look at the Giants. The Giants can score. Like, the thing that I got out of the last two games that they played in, they could put some points on the board.
Definitely.
So you have to be more consistent with that.
The only
and that defensive line is salty.
We have to give a lot of credit to the unsung heroes. That offensive line played a stellar game.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt, banged up, whatever the case may be. Those guys got out there. They took care of the coverage.
Yeah, their pass blocking was good yesterday. It gets a Minnesota rush, and Flores threw a lot at Hurts. He threw a lot of blitzes at him, and they handled it. I mean, part of that was Jalen recognizing where he's got to go with the ball, and Big V, good phone call. Part of it was, I thought the O-line blocked the pass rush for Minnesota well yesterday. It was what we wanted to see in the passing game. Now, again, no one expects perfect passer ratings every week. I'm not saying he needs to do that. That's the statistical once in a very, very rare. I think it's the third time in Eagles history there was a perfect passer rating. It's rare. I mean, that is what it is. But he played well yesterday. He threw it well. He hit the deep shots. He was poised. When there was pressure, he ran away to throw, not just to run away to throw it away or take a 1 yard sack. He ran to throw. I thought yesterday was an awesome game. And, you know, Big V saying, what does he need to do to be considered elite? It's consistency. That's all. I mean, or at least it's been a long time, Hugh. Most people don't doubt Jalen has the ability to play well. Mm-mm. He does it often enough that clearly he does. If you have eyes, you could see he has ability. It's a matter of consistency.
It's just few and far between.
Yeah.
Because you said that the last time he was somewhere close to this was, what, 28 games ago or something like
that? Yeah, the last time he had 300 yards passing and at least one touchdown a game was over 20 games ago.
And listen, I'm not asking for that every week. Just be a little bit more consistent. Be a little bit more of, I guess the word I'm using is timing, because it just looked like you were on point this week for whatever reason. And it's going to be a little bit tougher because, like I said, that Giants defensive line is a little bit better, a lot better. But you have to show some type of consistency.
Well, and every time it felt yesterday the Vikings were about to maybe steal the game or take the momentum back.
He took it back.
Yeah, he took it right. I mean, the last drive was like, that was the game right there. If they give the ball back to Minnesota, we might have been talking about a terrible loss if they had given the ball back. But they didn't give it back. They made the plays. Jalen did, and boom, away we go to 5-2. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win? The Eagles are 5-2. I thought it was the best throwing game, passing game of Jalen Hurts' career. I would even put it above both Super Bowls. I thought there were very few mistakes, very few sacks taken, on point, no fumbles, no interceptions. I thought he was awesome yesterday as a thrower of the football. All right, your phone calls here. We'll react to Jalen Hurts' incredible performance. Plus, when we come back, a big Q breakdown, a new face seeing time at edge, and I loved what I saw. Plus, a big play by Jalix Hunt that looked pretty familiar, and some big rumors that could become big news soon. We'll hit all that midday show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet than with my friends at Fanatics Sportsbook? Fanatics Sportsbook is the home of fair play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 whole minutes of player prop protection on all your bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatics Sportsbook's fair play policies give you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick to other sports books that leave you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back throughout the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football player games, every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wentz takes the snap. He's looking. He's hit as he throws. It's intercepted. It's picked off. Running with the football down the sideline is Jalen Hunt for a touchdown.
Well, that's one way to get it done. This is an outstanding job on the call. Jalen Carter just beefs right through the offensive line, just runs over the center. He puts the hit on Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz lets that football go.
What a play by the Eagles defense. What a play by Jalen Hunt. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. That was a huge play in the game as the Eagles put seven up on the defensive side. And that was one of those, Hugh, where Vic Fangio had a pass rusher drop into coverage.
Yes.
And you could, when they showed, when they kind of zoomed out and they showed Carter with the pressure, right? And Wentz thinks he has Jefferson wide open over the middle. Like, he never even thought about Hunt dropping into coverage. It never crossed his mind that Hunt was going to drop there. So he's thinking, all right, the linebacker moved, right? So that middle of the field is wide open. He throws it out there. Jalen Hunt grabs it and goes and runs for a touchdown.
Snatch that thing out there.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? A pass rusher dropping into coverage. The quarterback never saw it. It reminded me of this play way back in the day at the Vet when a certain Eagles pass rusher went an interception.
Here comes the blitz. Chandler, it's picked off. Right into the hands of Hugh Douglas, who dropped back from his defensive end spot in a zone blitz.
Didn't I just talk about Hugh Douglas? Did I say that he's relentless?
You're visionary.
As a pass rusher, he is. But how about now as a defender? Hugh Douglas is on the line of scrimmage. They believe that he's going to come on a blitz, but he doesn't. Look what he does. Here's the defensive end. He drops back. Look at the great hands and the great reaction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know about great hands. I got lucky.
Yeah.
That ball came so fast, man. I never forget it because I can't believe I caught it. It was just more of a, it was more of a reaction than anything. And when I caught it, I was like, oh, snap. I caught it.
I guess I'm supposed to run now. This worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it was, man. But it's one of those plays where as a defender, as a defensive end, that's not what I want to do. I want to rush the passer. But it was the defense that was called. And you, mostly you just sit in the middle of the zone because the quarterback is reading whichever way he reads, left to right, middle, whatever. And normally when you drop, it's a delayed drop and they don't see you.
And Carson did
and
not see him.
He did not see him. And he threw that. And Jalen, he snatched it out the air and he took it to the house.
No, I watched it back a couple times. You could see, like, if Jalen wasn't there, Wentz would have hit Jefferson for a big gain. Like, yeah. As the middle of the field was open. But yeah. Obviously the call from Fangio was perfect. It tricked Wentz. Wentz threw it right to him. I mean, Hunt has some D-back skills from when he was younger in his early college days.
Yeah, because he was a safety, right?
Yeah, at Cornell. And then he bounced around and transferred. But clearly, big-time play there by Jalen Hunt. The Eagles absolutely needed it. But Hugh, yesterday, Hunt's interception wasn't the only story at edge rusher for the Eagles. What did you make of some of those snaps? Jahad Campbell, Hugh, we kind of thought this might be coming. We asked Ross about it during the week last week. We talked about the pregame show yesterday. So N'Kobe Dean came back 2 games ago.
Shout out to N'Kobe Dean, man. He had a hell of a game. He was all over the place.
So he came back a little bit 2 weeks ago, but you could tell they were kind of ramp him up, right? So this game, he played more snaps, and when he was out there, Hugh, it was clear they were going to have to do some shuffling here, right? Like, mm-hmm. Where are they going to play Jihad? And it just seems so obvious to me that with the issues we have at edge, we have less depth at edge. We just lost to Darius Smith at edge. Injuries there as well. Mm-hmm. Campbell can do it. So there were some plays out there yesterday. Elliot mentioned to us on the pregame show in warmups he saw it, where N'Kobe Dean played in the middle. Jihad Campbell played off the edge. Hugh, what did you notice when they did that? Because I think we might see more of that as this time goes on
I think he has tremendous speed. Mm-hmm. He has a quick first step. He needs to get the hands off of him, though. Like, there was a lot of times where I saw where he would engage and he would try to lock out, and you could clearly see the tackle holding him. But he has some wiggle about him. It's going to be some time before he really is a formidable guy off the edge. But he's quick, man. He's really quick. And the thing about being a linebacker as opposed to defensive end playing that position, when you get up the field, you have to be able to read your keys. He's going to – you could tell he's a little hesitant because he's a rookie, number one, and the fact that, you know, he's playing a different role. But, man, I'm looking at some of the plays right now. He has that initial pop off the line. He's going to be okay. He just needs to learn how to see things a little bit quicker. And he's going to – I can see him getting a couple sacks this season.
I could too. No, I think it's something we're going to see more and more of. And I thought Hugh Nakobe played well. I thought he – I kept writing his name down. Like, he was getting involved in the run game when the Vikings ran the football. So, as time goes on, we could get more of this. Right, of course, that edge position is going to be a big conversation. There are 15 days until the NFL trade deadline. But perhaps the Eagles are about to fill this thing – I was going to say internally, but I guess he's external now. I don't know what he is. But Brandon Graham, we got the story yesterday, Hugh, during the pregame show. All the insiders were saying, sounds like there's something brewing between the Eagles and Brandon Graham. Let's hear Jay Glazer yesterday, NFL Fox pregame show, on the idea of the Eagles bringing back BG.
Yeah, a little kind of word broke this morning that Brandon Graham was considering coming out of retirement for those Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. Earlier this season, their general manager, Howie Roseman, actually talked to Brandon Graham about the possibility. This was before Za'Darius Smith signed with them. Well, he started working out, seeing if he could do it. And then this past week, Za'Darius Smith retired. They went back to Brandon Graham. He said, let me ramp up these workouts, really going after it. And listen, he actually could re-sign with the Eagles, possibly as early as tomorrow to return to the Eagles. But again, until, you know, pen is put to paper, you never know. But that's their hope. But this is speeding up here for Brandon Graham to return to the Eagles.
Love
absolutely.
That guy.
Yeah.
Clock's ticking.
Well,
that tomorrow is today. Right? That report was from yesterday. Hugh, we talked about a little bit on the pregame show. Now that you've had a day to digest it, and it does feel like this is going to happen, right? Like, this feels like it's imminent. What I thought was interesting from that Jake Glazer report was he mentioned that the wheels were in motion for this around week one, right? When the Eagles signed Za'Darius Smith. Seems like that's when Howie and Brandon first talked, like, what do you think? And now, you know, 6-7 weeks later, as Za'Darius Smith exits the stage, right? He arrived and then he retired pretty quickly here. They're circling back to this. Hugh, I think this is going to happen. And yesterday when we talked about it, I said it felt desperate. I still think it does feel a little bit desperate. But if he wants to play and he thinks his body can handle it, I mean, he can help still.
I mean, I think so. And that's the thing about it, man. You never tell a person of BG's caliber what they can't do. And that's the thing that you kind of look at as a guy that played the game and, you know, fell apart when I got older. But here's the thing that you look at with BG, and I don't think it's going to happen, but you take a chance of, you know, getting re-injured and, you know, it not being the guy that you were before, you know, because you haven't played in a while and you haven't ramped up. I know he's been doing everything in his power to ramp up, but those are the chances that you take. And let's not forget the wife. The wife had a lot to say, and he made it clear that, you know, every decision he makes goes through her. I'm pretty sure she has some things that she wants to say and has said to him. So it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's probably going to be a tough one for him. But he if he can still play, then why not? Why not go out there and play?
Yeah, I expect this to happen now. I mean, I think he's going to be here. Now, the question will be how quickly they can ramp him up. Is he going to play this weekend? If he signs, you know, today or tomorrow, does he play this weekend? Do you think it's going to take him a few weeks if he signs? Hugh, let's go off the idea he signs today. Is he going to play Sunday, or is this going to take a few weeks to ramp him up so it'll be maybe more after the bye week?
You know what? I'm trying to remember when Trot did it. I remember because I went to his workout, and I talked to him, and I want to say I think he did special teams that weekend.
So he got a little bit of run.
He got a little bit of run, and then after, I would say, the next week, he probably was starting. It was something like that. So it just all depends on where he is and how much Vic Fangio believes in him and, you know, how Brandon feels out there practicing.
So, look, I reserve the right to change this based on injuries and how things happen. But as I sit here today, if BG comes back, which we all think he's going to, Nolan Smith should come off the IR sometime in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jalix Hunt, Brandon Graham, Josh Uche, and now Jahad Campbell coming off the edge.
You got some ballers.
Well, it makes me feel like corner is the biggest issue, not edge. Like if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve, Kyle, I'd rather a corner. Like, again, if BG comes back and if Nolan is about to come back from the IR, that's five guys: Nolan, Hunt, BG, Campbell, Uche, and not even including Ojulari because I think he's just kind of, you know, and not even really part of the mix. But those five, I'd rather go spend my resource on another corner.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I could. I don't think BG coming in and Nolan Smith coming back is going to make this pass rush great all of a sudden. But another corner, I think I can talk myself into it looking more like last season where the pass rush wasn't great, but the corners were so good that, you know, you almost got coverage sacks every now and then. But they're going to have, they're going to go against some pretty tough, like, wide receiver teams coming up. They're going to have the Cowboys eventually, the Lions, stuff like that. Like, I mean, these passing attacks are not a joke that the Eagles are going to have to play this season. So, I mean, I didn't love Jordan Addison running around out there and feeling like he was, I mean, he looked like he was, he had Quinion's number a couple times.
He was wide open.
Yeah, a lot. And that, you know, that can't happen.
Yeah, right. And if we're playing a better quarterback, those are big plays rather than maybe just the plays they were. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the idea of Brandon Graham coming back. There's some thought out there that some people don't want him to come back because he's going to get hurt again. Like, I hope he doesn't. But like, if he is willing to play, he wants to play.
Why not?
I don't think he's going to hurt the team. In fact, he's going to be better than what they have out there. He'll give them, if he can give them 10 to 15 decent snaps a game, it's depth. And then that's what they're missing from last year. They don't have the roster depth.
I mean, even if he just comes in and makes the run game a little better.
Of course.
Like that, you know, that trickles down.
It does.
Fangio likes
to say. And it does feel like it's going to happen. Let's go to Nick in Reading. What's up, Nick?
Hey, you two guys are talking about the offensive line. I mean, I know they're beat up, but Tyler Steen's, he's no good. I mean, when they got rid of Mickey Becton, I think they became a different team.
Mickey?
I mean, Mickey Becton was phenomenal.
Mickey.
I would have paid.
No, Mickey.
Okay, I like Mickey.
Fine, that's fine.
Like
Mickey. I'm okay with
it. It is a downgrade, Nick, to go from Becton to Steen. Yeah. I agree.
I'd have paid him and not given, no offense to Barkley, but why would you give him that extension?
Nick,
you could give money to an offensive lineman.
You're preaching to the choir. When they, obviously Saquon was amazing last year, and he's a great player. But when they gave him the extra money, when they didn't have to, like it wasn't like he was a free agent to be. He had signed a contract of multiple years.
It was a thank you. Saquon Barkley.
You don't give out thank yous in salary cap leagues.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no.
I'm okay with a financial apology or a financial thank you.
No, and I think, and I also think play action made a big difference, and they haven't done that in 7 weeks. Real play action.
It did. The numbers on the play action yesterday, Jalen Hurts was 4 of 4, including the bomb to Devontae. Everyone's been saying this for years, more under center, and they finally did it yesterday. It worked to perfection.
Well, they better keep doing it, and Petullo made that decision, and I'll give him credit for that. But otherwise, you know, they're not going to be able to run the ball with that offensive line, so they're going to have to throw a whole lot. And that they're going to have to stay on the field a little bit longer so the defense can get some rest.
Well, they are. The only problem with your thought, and I agree with you, but the only problem is it's hard to stay on the field for, you know, in terms of time of possession if you're a throwing first team, right? It's just
I understand, and that's a concern. When you get those bombs, the defense gets 2 minutes rest.
Yeah.
It's the defensive guys need to get some rest, even though they're not playing great. They still need to stay off the field for less than half the game.
I agree, and even
I was at the Denver game, and they looked beat up. They looked tired.
I agree with you. And Nick, good phone call. I think yesterday they lost time of possession again. Right, they lost it against the Giants last week. They lost it to Denver. Yeah, that's look. We're happy today, and the pass game was awesome. But our caller's right. When you have these bombs for touchdowns, those are short drives, right?
Yeah.
Like so, and you're going to take them
quick
when
hitters.
You can get them. Quick hitters, right? You're going to take them when you get them. But that's. They need the run game to get going so they could sauce games away and win time of possession,
help
your defense. I don't think anyone's happy where the run game is right now.
No, it's not, but you're happy, definitely happy about the win. Definitely happy about that.
The weird part on the run game is it's 7 weeks, right? Like, if this was 2 or 3 or 4, I think we were all saying the same thing like a month ago. Like, they'll figure it out. It's the Eagles always run the football.
It's week 8.
It does feel like it's been a long time since they've run
Run it effectively.
We keep betting Saquon's overs in our parlays on Friday.
Yeah, we got to stop.
We're making donations to the sports book. I mean, he's not even coming close. He's not. It's really bizarre.
And the Vikings don't have a good run defense.
Yeah, I know. I did think, though, the first long run, the The bet, one of the best runs he had yesterday.
Yeah, he got going a little bit like early.
Yes, the third and 13 set up the fourth and four bomb to AJ, right? Because that was the third and 13 around midfield on the first drive. He got like 9 yards on that play. And then I think that set up the Eagles to go for the fourth down. So that actually was kind of an under the radar important run. Art in Philly's up. Hey, Art.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Art.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Art. Well, what do you got?
Well, I want to tell you, Douglas, that I was wrong. He was right. He got me. He's the prosecutor.
That's as big as you, Art.
He got me.
But
the thing is this. Look, I made Ertz play that good. Me. You know why?
I like that.
Did you ever hear the jinx factor?
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time, Art.
I'm okay with that, Art.
Yeah, I gave him the reverse jinx. The reverse jinx. I've been about him so much that he had to play good.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Look, I love you guys. Keep it up.
And we love you, Art.
You make me laugh every day. I can't wait to hear from the comedy show. It's a sports comedy show. Keep it up.
You got Art. We appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day. And then you know what I like that? That's accountability, self accountability from Art.
But Art doesn't have to apologize, man, because this is what we do.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Art doesn't have to apologize. Listen, man, I'm okay with disagreeing with people. Mm-hmm. It's what we do. I try to get y'all right every day, and we disagree every day.
Mm.
And I think we're trying to get you right.
I'm trying to get y'all.
We're trying to.
We're trying to help you.
We line up and we do this every day, man. It's never personal.
It's never. Of course, it's never personal. As far as Art goes, I do appreciate the accountability, and I like how Art. You know why Art fits the show so well? With new information comes new opinions. Art said that Vic Fangio stunk, and then he changed it.
Yep.
Art also said that Hurts stinks, and he changed it.
I
love that. Because guess what? You know what art is? Art's a fan.
That's exactly.
I mean, that's what fans do, though, right, man. At the end of the day, that's what fans do.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Come on.
And I'm not a roller coaster.
I'll get the hell out of here.
Like right here.
You are not a roller coaster of emotions? You sat here 1 hour ago and went through the entire gamut of emotions that you felt when Prince brought your wife on stage.
That's a whole different animal, though.
I know. I'm sure it is, but you brought it up. I didn't ask you to tell the story.
Prince didn't have no drawers on. He was on stage just gyrating around and... Then when I wasn't the only one that was going to lose my wife that night.
Have you considered that your wife was cold?
What do you mean? Is that what it was?
Prince just needed to,
You need a guy out there to help you
out. About that.
That's the kind of friend you needed in a tough moment. Have you considered this?
She was cold.
Oh, man.
And you were smoking crack.
I was smoking crack, yeah. Well, I was smoking crack.
There it is. Let's go to Wyatt out in Colorado. What's up, Wyatt?
Colorado.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, fellas.
Happy Victory Monday, Wyatt. What's up?
That's a real Colorado name, though. Wyatt is a real Colorado name.
I like that, yep.
It is. It's got that Western thing.
Yep.
Hey, Hugh, you should be proud that Prince wanted to dance up on your wife. It's Prince, man.
I wasn't thinking like that.
It's good
Prince,
spin. Huh? I like that, Wyatt. Yeah, you should look back fondly at what happened.
No, I don't.
I'd love to be able to say that. But, hey, guys, great win. Awesome to see the passing game come to life. I had no doubts about Jalen. Devontae and AJ are definitely one of the best duos in the NFL. That can't go unsaid. But up to this point, we've been talking about the predictability of the offense. I want to talk about the predictability of the run game. I heard Merrill talk about the line not being full strength, and, yeah, that's the thing for sure. But why do they constantly run Saquon right up the middle, right into the teeth of the defense? Almost every play, I feel like he gets stuffed often behind the line. Defenses are expecting it now. Why don't they bounce him to the outside? He's got the speed to get around the edge. I know he did a lot last year. And they just keep sending him into a brick wall. It's killing me.
Wyatt, I agree. And just anecdotally, as I think through it, the few, I don't know, like 5 or 6 good runs he's had this year, like let's say 13, 14, 15, 16 yards, I feel like all of them are either pitch plays or outside plays, like what you're speaking of. Like when he goes off tackle, especially over Mailata, that's where I feel like they've actually gotten some traction. And then for some reason, they only do that like, you know, once every quarter and a half.
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to get to a Super Bowl if we don't get more creative in the run game. Even throwing in some reverses and doing anything other than just straight up the middle.
It's not, and Wyatt, it hasn't worked. I mean, it's been, and it's weird to say because it just never happens with the Eagles. It's been one of the worst run offense in the NFL. And Wyatt, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, they got to get that figured out. I mean, yesterday they were able to lean on Jalen's arm, and he played great. But that formula to need 300 yards every week, that's not going to win most games.
No, it's not sustainable.
They need more help on the run game. And The weird part is they can't seem to find any one thing that works. Like, sometimes they'll do this, sometimes they'll do that, sometimes he'll break one for six, then they'll go back. A lot of backwards runs, and we're going to wait to see what the results are, but it does sound like Cam Jurgens is going for an MRI because he came out of that game yesterday. They also just can't stay healthy. Every week, it seems like one of them goes out of the game, right? Lane went out of two games, Jurgens out of a game, Dickerson out of a game. I think that's a big part of it. They can't – the health is a problem this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I ain't going to say I told you so, but, you know, I did kind of bring it up with the fact that they played a lot more football than everybody else. I did kind of talk about that earlier.
Yeah, Chiefs are starting to look good on offense. The they played just as much football last year.
Yeah, and they were banged up. They were banged up early on, and now they're starting to get healthy. Sometimes it just takes time. You got to weather the storm, man.
They're going to make the playoffs, by the way. You're doing the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs thing.
I told you so.
So we went one and one.
But they're the Super Bowl favorites.
Their quarterback is the
MVP favorite.
I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was right.
I did see that. I did what Art did on that one.
Yeah, you don't like what I did.
I did the reverse of what Art did. I motivated the Chiefs.
You motivated the Chiefs from your chair here at WIP in Philadelphia.
That they did not hear about at all.
They're playing Hugh Douglas on a loop in the locker room.
Travis Kelce. Play that dumb Kiss the Baby segment again where that...
You called him a glorified podcaster?
He is. They're moving the ball because they got all these good receivers now. Not because of him. He's transitioning. He's a half a podcaster now. We all know this. Not a surprise. Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's in New Jersey. What's up, Cowboy Jim? No, I guess we do.
Cowboy Quinn has a nice ring to it. I kind of like that.
Oh, Cowboy Quinn.
I mean, Cowboy Quinn may have accurately called the NFC East's biggest threat to the Eagles as the Cowboys this season. He may have nailed that one.
Well, you know, Kyle and I believe that you need to be worried about our Cowboys offense. You know, so Kyle and I are going to agree on a lot of things. So I really enjoy this.
Hold on. The worry about the Cowboys only goes so far. It's their offense. Their defense is still a joke. I mean, let's be real.
No, we'll get it together. Jer Barry, he's going to make some moves.
They will
like
not
that.
Get it together. Eberflus is a fool.
Yeah, I would also like to point out that while I said the Cowboys were going to be the biggest threat, I also did say the Eagles are going to sleepwalk their way through winning the NFC East.
And they might literally do that. The Eagles may not be right all year and get to 11 wins and win this by two or three games. I mean, that certainly could happen.
And by the way, Jalen Schmalen, you generated three touchdowns, which is fine. But that POS Wentz, you know, he drove the ball down there six times. He drove it down to the red zone six times. Yeah. The Eagles didn't win it. Of course, the Vikings lost it. That's the way everything seems to be going your way.
All right.
They give it up
he is a big old dummy, Wentz.
By the way, Friday was cross your arms, Hugh. I don't think you remember that. It was, the Eagles better do this, or the Eagles better do that, or all hell's going to break loose. That's what I remember from Friday.
You know what, Jim? You're right. I never say that. You're right, Jim. We appreciate the phone call. He's right. It wasn't I told you so, Douglas.
It was.
It was cross your arms, Douglas.
No, I said we were talking about hypotheticals because you guys try to hold me to the carpet and say, well, what makes you think they're going to win? And I was like,
nothing.
I had faith.
No, you did. You said, they have to.
That's faith. That's another word for faith.
That's not faith.
Have to.
No.
It's a must win. It was a must win. Didn't feel like a must win.
It did feel like a must win. Yes. I agree with you on that.
And they had to get it right. And I said, because Jalen is the leader that we think he is.
Yeah, we need to pull the tapes.
And he led that team to that victory.
What you said this morning was as if you came in here on Friday and said that Sky Marshall Hurts is going to throw for 300.
We had to bully you into guaranteeing a win.
I didn't call him Sky Marshall. That's not the words that I use.
Well, I mean, he was kind of the Sky Marshall yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Aired it
but
out.
I did say something to the effect that he has to be the leader that we think he is.
And yesterday he was.
Yeah.
So
that was I told you.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you worked your way there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, it was a weird day for one of the Eagles coaches. I just thought I had a very strange day, but I thought a good one from another Eagles coach. We'll get to all that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. The best game I've ever seen Jalen Hurts throw the football in the NFL. Who are you feeling today? Finally? Or... are you like Hugh Douglas that claimed this and I told you so? As if you saw this, you didn't say anything like this on Friday.
Ooh, I tried to.
You did not. All right, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets from yards to touchdowns to who will win with FanDuel. Any play can be the play of the game tonight. FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. Make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.